Okay, check this out. I got to go to Further Confusion this year again, and in case you didn't know, Further Confusion is a big bitch of a furry convention. You know, it's like mega bitch fur con or something. If every fur that went to Further Confusion got a sex change, then that hotel would have more hormones than Alanis Morissette. There were like 1,200 furs running around in there like blind lesbians in a fish market. You know, it was a blast. And it lasted 5 days, too, so by the time we got out of there, we were as worn out as Jerry Seinfeld's stand-up routine. It was like the convention itself bent us over and raped us and then kicked us out the door without cab fare. It felt like something you're supposed to do to Julia Roberts, and we loved it, too. But then it's the last day of the con, right? And I'm at the feedback session. You know, where everybody comes and makes suggestions to the staff about where they fucked up, you know? And mainly everybody was making constructive suggestions, you know? It was cool. But then suddenly, this little sissy bitch starts whining. I mean, fucking in that particular tone that just scrapes at my ass nerves. You know, this was... It felt like if Jerry Lewis's voice was fucking my spinal cord. And it was driving me insane. I would have rather stuffed broken fucking glass in my ears, okay? And he just wouldn't stop. He just kept bitching and sniveling like his whole life was dumped into the 9th level of hell. And you know what he was bitching about? The swivel on his con badge. I'm not fucking kidding. This idiot's whole life was a pile of rotting cunt decay now because his con badge would flip around backwards now and then. Fucking wah! Somebody call the fucking wambulance. I mean, there are people that have fucking brain tumors. People eating out of garbage cans. People dying slowly of Ebola on the shit-crusted cement floor of some corrupt South American prison. People whose gangrenous asses are rotting out of their bodies. But hey, you know, stop the fucking world. This guy's con badge is swiveling. And then, as soon as he shut up, this other guy starts in, and this one is pissed off. Yeah, oh yeah, he's gonna tell them a thing or two, by God. And he starts in, and he's getting the whole angry consumer thing going on, you know, and like, blah, blah, was not satisfied, and blah, blah, wasted my money, blah, unprofessional, blah, 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 blah. And he was griping like he thought customer service was gonna come and suck his dick and give him a free fucking gift certificate or something. And you know what his problem was? The variety show didn't meet his expectations. That's exactly what he said. It didn't meet my expectations. My poor expectations. He turned into Nick Nolte having a Nick fit because the variety show, I guess it didn't make him blow a big enough wad of cum on the guy in front of him when he was whacking off in the back row or something. You know, you convention staff people, you bastards, you just have to make it hard on everyone, don't you? I mean, why, did you think you could get us swiveling con badges and if they flipped over, we could just like reach down and take half a fucking second to flip them back or something? That's just too much goddamn effort. How can you expect us to flip a badge around when we're jerking off 12 different people at once? That's what you're supposed to hire midgets for God's sake. And don't you know you're supposed to review the variety show acts before they get on stage and, like, line up the worst ones and shoot them in the brain? Yeah, how dare you allow these unsatisfying acts on stage? You're supposed to shoot them with their fursuit still on, right between those cute cartoony eyes, and give the bodies to deadfursuitsex.com. What the fuck are you thinking, you unprofessional, swivelly badge-getting motherfuckers? And so I was sitting there, and I was listening to these fuckheads, and I had to go to my happy place. You know, I had to think of dick to keep from diving across the room and feeding these fools their own assholes. This shit was making my teeth hurt. But a wonderful solution came to me when I was there in my deep dick meditation. Con staff people, you know what you can do to keep these idiots happy? Kill them! Kill them all! Hit them with something heavy until their bodies die! That will make them happy! They want to be dead! Because the poor bastards can't live through a single day without some little pansy-ass thing coming along and ripping apart their pathetic fucking lives! I'd want to be dead too! Or, hey, here's an even better idea. Why don't you whiny cunts just stay home? If these conventions are having such a hard time meeting with all of your delicate, fragile standards, then why do you keep showing up? Just sit in your room and jerk on your dick that weekend. When you've gone through the hell of running a convention yourself, then you're perfectly welcome to whine. But until then, learn the difference between complaining and whining about pussy little details you should have just let the fuck go. That way the rest of us can stop complaining about you. This is Stu, the whining griffin, and that's all I have to whine about that.